This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things about the Sunshine State is pretty much everyone knows someone who moved there or lives there, whether it be family members who've retired there, whether it be people who have vacation homes there, hopefully they're not in Florida at this time, or friends who live there because of all the attractiveness of Florida for a lot of reasons. I've been in touch with a family member and a couple of dear friends that are there who are in the path of the storm as Milton is now roaring across the Florida Peninsula and thankfully is headed out into the Atlantic Ocean, but not before leaving a ton of destruction behind, the damaging winds and the flood. Well, the flood waters, the flooding conditions. If you've seen some of the videos that are out there, they're really scary. Not to mention earlier on Wednesday, there were dozens of tornadoes that dropped down in advance of the storm actually making landfall. And for those of you who have been paying attention to social media or watching TV, the roof has been ripped off Tropicana Field, the home of the Rays. There, at last check, 2.2 million people without power. And in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is the sister city to Tampa, the drinking water has been shut off because there was a water main break. There's just all kinds of destruction in the wake of Milton going through. I'd heard that there was loss of life in one of the counties where a tornado touched down, but I haven't heard any numbers. And at this point, it's just about waiting the storm out. I know a lot of people evacuated. Hundreds of thousands of people got out of the path of the storm. But Tampa and St. Pete have never seen anything like this, not in the last 100 years. So for those of you who are awake in Florida or are worried about people in Florida, we are here to keep you company. And I'm doing the same thing. I've got the weather coverage up now. There's flash flood emergencies, a state of emergency in Tampa and the rest of Florida. There was a crane collapse in part of St. Pete. So just a lot of destruction, a lot of devastation. And these are parts of Florida that also had to deal with Hurricane Helene, which was, what, 2 weeks ago? They're calling this a really unusual storm for a lot of reasons, but one of those is because of the tornado outbreak that people had to deal with in advance of the storm. Right now, it's a Category 1 with winds up to 90 miles per hour. And at some point over the course of the next few hours, there should be another update from the National Hurricane Center. But there have been winds at more than 100 miles per hour recorded. And I'm always in awe of those forecasters and meteorologists who are on the ground there, hopefully taking precautions as they tell everyone else to get out. They're still in the area. Let's see. Top wind gusts so far in Venice, 107 miles per hour. In Tampa, up to 82 miles per hour. Palm Beach, 94 miles per hour. And then you think about Daytona Beach, which is on the other side of Florida from where the storm came ashore. And it's had wind gusts up into the 90 mile per hour range. So yeah, a lot of power outages. Oh, I'm seeing the update now. I hadn't seen this before. 2.7 million customers without power right now in the state of Florida. Hundreds of homes destroyed in various pockets. And the storm is still firmly planted over the top of the Sunshine State. So by morning, it is expected to be gone, meaning not that the wind and the rain and the storm surge and the flooding will be over, but that the storm itself will have moved across Florida and will be out. But it's a tough night to be in the middle of it. I know people who have friends and family who've stayed there, stayed put. I have a family member on the West Coast. She decided to stay put, but thankfully is in a neighborhood where they have people that are sheltering in place so they can be of assistance. Gosh, makes me nervous, but I know it's not always possible for everyone to get out. Just hoping and praying for safety and protection for the millions of people that are in the wake of the storm. And I've heard from a lot of you, some of you sending me videos or messages to let me know that you're okay or to let me know what's happening in your area, which I really appreciate. We're always really happy to hear from you. And again, glad to keep you company if that's what you need. At A-Law Radio to find me online and then also on our Facebook page. And we'll keep you updated. If you haven't seen the video of Tropicana Field, it's fairly drastic. I did share a video from our friend Matthew Keyes, who is a tech and media correspondent and has been on the show a bunch. And he's got a lot of different live feeds that are connected with his website and his service, thedesk.net. So if you want to check that out, I did retweet from our show account at Amy After Hours. Yeah, there's a lot of live coverage going on right now, everywhere from Tampa to Orlando, now into Daytona Beach. And even as there's playoff baseball, and we're going to talk about week six in the NFL, it's definitely on my mind and on my heart, and I'm sure it is for many of you as well. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Again, at A-Law Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we are here through the next 4 hours to mix in some sports and provide a bit of a distraction. Though even for the Tampa Bay Rays, it's on their mind. Of course, this is their home, their place of business, if you will. And Tropicana Field was housing, I'm assuming it's not anymore because it's not a safe place to be right now, but it was housing hundreds of first responders and people who are on the ground, potentially National Guardsmen and women who are going to be working in the wake of Milton. So if you haven't seen the photos from inside, this is before the roof was ripped off. There were just cots lining the entire field where we generally see baseball. And then think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They left on Tuesday, and so they're doing media availability in advance of their week six game from New Orleans, which is where they play this weekend. But obviously, you think about guys like Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans and others, and their minds are on the people back home. So I found a couple of Baker's comments from a Zoom call that he did with reporters on Wednesday when he was asked about the storm and about their experience as a team.
First things first, wanted to make sure everybody was safe and everybody's taking the right precautions and doing what they need to do to get things done. Obviously, with the support of the Glazier family, we were able to relocate here, which was huge. Obviously, they provided travel for the team and your family members and pets as well. So that's big time. Just to be able to, you know, shift the focus there, safety first, and then go on.
Glad to hear that from Baker Mayfield, because I wasn't sure about how their families or how they would do with their families left behind or how their families would be expected to navigate the storm. But Baker saying that the Buccaneers organization, the Glazer family, that they made a way for not just the players to get out on Tuesday, but also families and their pets as well. And I appreciate that Baker mentioned that. I heard a story, I think it was on the Weather Channel coverage, maybe shared by Jim Cantore, but I don't remember exactly. There were authorities who were there, you know, in the Tampa area and trying to help out people that might need it, but certainly patrolling where they can and offering help where they can. And they came upon a dog who was tied to a pole. His family left him behind tied to a pole. Now, I understand people are going to hotels. Or maybe they feel like they can't take their pets if they're in a hurry or there's only so much room in a car. But for heaven's sake, please don't tie your dog to a pole. That's almost like a death sentence should that dog get stuck in the worst of the storm. And so I'm so thankful to get back to the Buccaneers that Baker mentioned. Their families, as well as their pets, were provided transportation to get out of Tampa by the organization. And yeah, here they are trying to prepare for a football game while they're thinking about what they've left behind in Tampa.
A lot of prayer. It's out of our control. I mean, you know, you can do whatever you need to try and prep your house, your home, wherever you're at. Other than that, it's safety first and getting everybody out. Hopefully everybody listened to the mandatory evacuation. So compartmentalizing one step at a time of the preparation part when it comes to the storm. And then, you know, once we're out of there and realizing that, you know, this could be sort of Sunday to give the people of Florida and especially around our area some hope, something to look forward to watching, whether it be, you know, not expecting anybody to really have power, but finding out the days later and go from there.
Yeah, a lot of people without power, a lot of people who will remain in the dark. And Hurricane Helene, not even 2 weeks ago, to the same Gulf Coast, though, farther north of Tampa was the worst of the impact, the Big Bend area of Florida. And so Baker talking about having to let go of what you can't control. And I know that's so hard for me as a human. I still sometimes stress and get anxious over circumstances and things I cannot control until I can get to that space where I recognize my worry isn't going to change anything. I pray about it. I talk to people about it. I'll process, but sometimes there isn't anything you can do other than what he's saying, a lot of prayer and a lot of trusting and standing on faith. So good. I think that's not just good advice from Baker, but a good word from Baker, even as the Buccaneers leader, and they're trying to get ready for a football game. And then wide receiver Mike Evans was also asked about the difficulty of staying focused on football, even as they worry about their homes in Tampa.
I just want everybody to be safe at the end of the day. I mean, we obviously have a job to do, so we're going to do that. The games are still going to be played. But that's the hardest thing, just making sure that everybody is good and just, you know, praying and hoping for the best.
He also talks about how they have a bigger reason to play and to win this weekend. Of course, you want everyone to be safe. And he actually evacuated with his wife and family, so that's good to know. And yes, they have a job to do, and maybe by reminding themselves that they have a job, that this is their job, it's what they get paid to do, it's easier to compartmentalize. But he did say that he felt like they were playing for something bigger because they're thinking of the people back home in Tampa, and Baker mentions it as well. So yes, if you haven't seen the video of Tropicana Field, the roof was ripped open by a 102 mile per hour wind, according to the news reports. And the video is out there. In fact, there were people who were streaming it at the time that it was happening. I also saw video of Raymond James Stadium getting flooded. so doesn't have a roof over the top of it, but it was flooded as well. And so there were people that were inside the stadium or else they were outside it but could see into the stadium. I wasn't quite sure their perspective, but they had zoomed in on the field that a good portion of it was covered by water. So lots of flash flood emergencies, lots of streets and parking garages and other parts of the area that I've seen that have been completely inundated by water along the Gulf Coast. I'm just thinking about people there and hoping that we can together get through the worst of the storm, as it is supposed to be much better by morning, though there will be the after effects and the damage that has to be cleaned up and people that need to be rescued and cared for. But we're here at A-Law Radio and also on our Facebook page. Coming up, we're going to get into Major League Baseball because there was a quadruple header with one series that ended on Wednesday. Maybe the most unlikely candidate, but pretty incredible, the ride that some of these teams are on now. The ones that had to fight and scratch and claw just to get into the playoffs that needed, in the case of some of them, until the last weekend to get into the playoff bracket. And now here they are, feeling confident and recognizing that they have just as much right to be in this postseason, be it October, as those teams that won 95 games. It's crazy how it happens in the baseball playoffs, but honestly, there's something to getting hot, staying hot, playing your best baseball, and doing it on command, which is what teams like the Tigers and the Royals and the Mets had to do just to get into the postseason bracket. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The set, the pitch. Chopper hit toward third. Here comes the runner. Vientos drops the ball again. Harper scores. Castellanos to third. Boom is on. 1-0 Philly in the fourth. This is deja vu for Vientos, who just a couple of days ago in Philly had an almost eerily similar play that he also couldn't make at home plate.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe just a little bit of nerves, a little anxiety. At Citi Field, where the Mets have a chance to close out the arch rival Phillies. And then you could sense the tension there at the stadium. And I think there's a little bit to this idea that they really wanted to close out the series in New York so it wouldn't have to go back to Philadelphia. As much as these Mets are game for a challenge, remember, they won their playoff spot. They booked their spot in the postseason by going to Atlanta and winning the first game of a doubleheader on the Monday after the regular season was supposed to be completed. And they were gone for almost 2 weeks. I think some people may miss that because they had played on the road in Atlanta and then had to go to Milwaukee for what was supposed to be the last series of the regular season, then back to Atlanta for the doubleheader. And what do they do after that? Well, then they have to go, was it Milwaukee again? Who they play the last? They went back and forth then? Atlanta, Milwaukee?
It was Milwaukee, Atlanta, Milwaukee for the playoffs.
Yes. And then to Philadelphia.
Right.
Wow. They were burning up the frequent flyer miles going back and forth between Georgia and Wisconsin. And so they were gone for nearly 2 weeks when they returned home for game three. And if no other reason, you don't want to give the Phillies life, you don't want to give the Phillies hope, but I can understand why you'd rather stay off the road for a couple extra days. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So Bryce Harper is able to score on a Mark Vientos error in the top of the fourth. It had been a scoreless game until then. Still trailing in the bottom of the sixth inning. And what do we know about the Mets? First of all, they have a flair for the dramatic. This is a team that at times, I feel like they prefer it to be more like a movie script. I think they like to ratchet up the degree of difficulty, but if not that, then ratchet up the drama. It's not enough to go out and win a run-of-the-mill game and dispatch your rival. No, it's got to be some type of a hole they have to climb out of. And so into the bottom of the sixth inning, they lead off with a single. Then Starling Marte gets hit by a pitch and there's a walk. Okay, so now you've got bases loaded, but the next hitter grounds to shortstop, able to get the force play at home. This is where an MVP does his work, right? And maybe, just maybe, that's why this dude keeps hearing chants of MVP every time he's in front of the home fans.
2-1 to Lindor. Now the pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam into the Phillies bullpen in right center field. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-1. They were famished for the big hit all night. And Francisco Lindor just provided a feast. Mets 4, Phillies 1 here in the sixth inning.
Another one of those calls that Mets fans will refer to as iconic from the longtime play-by-play announcer Howie Rose. And I know most every franchise has a voice that they would prefer to be the soundtrack of their team's season and, of course, October. And so in that inning, couple of hits, but four runs on the Francisco Lindor grand slam to go from down a run to up 4-1. This is what it sounded like on Phillies radio.
The big right-hander acquired at the trade deadline to be the closer for the Phillies. And this is only the sixth inning, but it's a big spot. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, belted, up the alley, right center, and that ball is gone. Francisco Lindor turns the game around. A grand slam for Lindor. Mets lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth.
That's tough. The ball goes into the bullpen. You can certainly understand why it would feel like a punch to the gut for the Phillies. Now, they still had plenty of opportunities, but unable to make any work or to make anything stick, to come up with any rallies against the Mets bullpen. In fact, just a couple hits. Once Jose Quintana was out of the game after the fifth inning for the Mets, they use three more relievers, getting to Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning. And gosh, I was on the edge of my seat knowing how much work he's had, how many pitches he's thrown, a lot of talk about how long they would allow him to go. And what does he do? He walks the first two guys that he faces. Now, the idea for the Phillies was to get back to the top of the order, right? The idea was to try to get back to the big bats that start that top of the order for the Phillies that have been so potent in this 95-win season. Kyle Schwarber, think about what he's done from the leadoff spot as a hitter in his life in the playoffs. Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, that's the top four for the Phillies. And they were desperately trying to get back to that point. And they did, at least with two outs. They were able to get one of those guys to the plate.
Diaz on the first base side of the rubber. Rests the glove on his left thigh. Looks into Alvarez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different. and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Diaz still staring in. Come set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. And to the New York Mets, California, here we come. They have defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. They take the National League Division Series in four games for the first time ever in their 16th year at Citi Field. The Mets are celebrating a series win. They are out first at the mound, then the rest of them out at second base. Why are they out at second base? Because they're pouncing on Francisco Lindor, whose grand slam gave the Mets the four runs that turned this game around in the sixth inning.
Once again, Howie Rose on Mets Radio. And if you're watching this game on, I think it was on FS1. It was either FS1 or TBS. FS1. They actually used the stat right as Kyle Schwarber was coming up to bat to face Edwin Diaz with two outs in the top of the ninth. He had been 0-for-9 against Diaz in his career with, what was it, 6 strikeouts, Pete? And so by the time he's done with this matchup and it's the final out of the National League Division Series, Kyle Schwarber is a whopping 0-for-10 with 7 Ks against Edwin Diaz. But still, this was a bit of a roller coaster. And I can imagine, again, anxiety, but also adrenaline for him. The number of pitches that he's thrown since they started these last few days, the regular season, I guess the 2 weeks, and how much they've required of him even on into the postseason. And so ultimately, he throws 23 pitches. He walks the first two guys, but then comes back in 2 brilliant strikeouts. And the first save of the playoffs for Edwin Diaz, who calls this an extremely memorable moment as the closer of the Mets.
So right now, it's one of my top 3 moments as a Met, because, you know, I got the chance to, they give me the ball in the night to send our team to the next series, and that was big for me, you know. This year, it's been up and down to me, but at the end of the day, I've been able to do my job, and I feel really proud.
Well, and that same question posed to Francisco Lindor, who has the 6th inning grand slam that provides the pop for the Mets as they move on to the NLCS. Where does it rank for him?
Pretty high, because this is a home run to send us to a big place, you know, which is the National League Championship. Yeah, it's hard to rank them from 1 to 10, whatever, but it's pretty high for sure.
And there were some tense moments. The Mets left the bases loaded in the first and the second, and then fell behind in the fourth, as we talked about. But to be able to clinch in front of those fans, what an amazing experience. The noise emanating from Citi Field, pretty incredible. And yeah, the fans had to wait quite a while for Pete Alonso and the playoff pumpkin Mets to return home.
It's surreal. I know we've been working for this tirelessly, and I know these people, these fans have been waiting a long time. I mean, look at this. This is a scene. This is storybook. This is a dream come true.
100%, because we're doing it here, home, in front of our fan base. And I think this is the first time that we get to celebrate here, and we get to clinch. And they deserve this, man. You know, I keep saying it. This is a first-class organization. We got great people here.
That's the manager of the Mets, Carlos Mendoza. So, yeah, what a homecoming for New York after being on the road for 2 weeks, having to kick and scream and fight and scratch and claw. At times, they were down to their final outs before they would be eliminated, and yet they rally. As for the Phillies, and this is tough, we'll hear from the Phillies after the update, but you remember they went to the World Series in 22. They went to the league championship series in 23, and now digressing in 24, only making the division series despite winning 95 games. And for most of the regular season, the Phillies were the best team in baseball, if you are taking into account record. It wasn't until the very end that the Dodgers were able to pass them for best record overall. So this is extremely disappointing for Phillies fans. I know of a bunch of colleagues like our friend John Kincaid, who is in Philadelphia, covers the Phillies. It's been really hard on them. And you wonder whether or not this series, this early exit, I hesitate to call it failure, although I'm sure there are some fans who would call it that. But this early exit, does it necessitate change? Does it precipitate some type of change? Because the idea was to run it back. Again, they made it to the World Series in 22, back into the League Championship Series in 23. Marco Belletti's here in studio. Did that series with Arizona go 6-7?
Seven. They blew both games at home in 6 and 7.
So they were in it until the very end, just a season ago, and now don't even force a game 5 against the Mets. First time they faced off in the postseason, but as I say, when you're playing rivals, often you can throw all the crap out the window about home field and who has the advantage based on regular season. Yeah, it doesn't matter because these two teams are so familiar with one another. Same thing for Dodgers and Padres. They are going to a game 5, and we'll get to that one coming up. Just a tidbit, though, as much as the Dodgers pitching has been held together by tooth and nail and duct tape and string, the Padres haven't scored a run since the second inning of game 3. So they've gone now, I mean, you're talking about what, 16 innings? I guess if you take it, well, take out inning 2 of game number 3. So you're talking about a stretch here where they've been unable to get to Dodgers pitching, even though Dave Roberts is using every last friggin' arm he can find in his bullpen and on his roster. So we'll get to that one coming up too. But the reaction of the Phillies, and we'd love to hear from you baseball fans at A-Law Radio and then on our Facebook page, 855-212-4227. Top of the hour, Mark Ross of NFL Network. He's one of my favorites on Sunday NFL game day. His background's in scouting, and he's really insightful when it comes to player development and what he's seeing. And I found an article from him in which he talked about some players that were off to slow starts after the first month and what he expected from them moving forward. And the first guy on his list was Aaron Rodgers. Oh, how things are different now. And so I wanted to invite him on the show. So Mark Ross of NFL Network at the top, but more baseball until then. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Dodgers, no interest in going home just yet. They use 8 different pitchers to shut down the Padres 8-0. Gavin Lux, Will Smith, Mookie Betts, they all reach the seats as Game 5 is back in L.A. on Friday. Mets, a lot of traffic, unable to get the big hit until Francisco Lindor, again, provided the big moment.
Now the pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam.
Francisco Lindor, the grand slam as the Mets dispose of the Phillies 4-1. Jose Quintana latches one unearned run over 5 as the Mets take the series in 4. Howie Rose, the call, Mets Radio Network. Yankees upend the Royals 3-2. Giancarlo Stanton, your go-ahead solo shot as the Bombers lead the series 2-1. And the Tigers silence the Guardians 3-0 using 6 pitchers to get the 6-hit shutout and a 2-1 series lead. Aaron Rodgers not happy with the whispers that he was behind the firing of Robert Saleh. Also knows the offense will need to tinker with a few things as they look to climb out of their 2-3 start, this courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show.
There has to be some change, you know, even just the smallest change to we need as players to take accountability for what's happened. I think that's the thing that hits you too in the moment is if I'd played better on Sunday, this doesn't happen. And as somebody who takes a lot of pride in their performance,
That was the main sentiment for me yesterday.
Now as for Raiders make a switch, Aiden O'Connell will start at quarterback against the Steelers as Gardner Minshew sent to the bench. However, Devontae Adams not expected to play as he continues to deal with the hamstring injury. Saints now in the hands of rookie Spencer Rattler against the Bucs as Derek Carr week to week with an oblique injury. Giants defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau underwent wrist surgery. He's week to week. Colts not expected to have wideout Michael Pittman Jr. for multiple games due to a back injury. In hockey, the Rangers rocked the Penguins 6-0. Flames LS the Canucks 6-5 in overtime. Jets 6, Edmonton 0. Golden Knights erased the Avalanche 8-4. And Montreal blanked the Maple Leafs 1-0. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
Looking in, shoulders slumped as always, now brings the hands together, the kick, the pitch, swing and a miss, it's over. Edwin Diaz with a 101 mile an hour fastball sends the Mets into the league championship series. He strikes out Kyle Schwarber and the Mets celebrating on the field here at Citi Field as they will advance to the league championship series. And the Phillies, who spent the better part of the season holding baseball's best record, will be left wondering what could have been after they run into the buzzsaw Mets. A 4-1 loss tonight in New York, and New York is moving on, and the Phillies are headed home.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The dejected call on the Phillies radio network. And of course, you can imagine why Scott Fransky and company would reflect the mood of Philadelphia Phillies fans and all the promise that is squashed in the division series. And certainly it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. This is the playoffs for any sport. I think it's more drastic when it's one and done, like the NFL, right? That to me is so tense because you just get one shot at it. And for instance, I'll use Cowboys Packers from a year ago. As badly as the Cowboys performed, and as much as that day in the wild card round, they deserve to get squashed like a bug. As much as that happened, you wonder how it might have been different had the Cowboys played them a week later, 2 weeks later, right? How might it have been different if the Cowboys and Packers matched up 10 more times? Because I truly believe that the Cowboys were the better team. But it doesn't matter if you don't perform as the better team. It doesn't matter if on that day you suck. Who cares who the better team is? What matters is who performed in that moment when it was required. So that one and done formula to me is so much more drastic and gives me agita and heart palpitations. A little bit different when it's a 5-game series. Now, you'll get guys who will say it's a short series. And sure, it's shorter than the 7-game set, but it's not that short. Obviously longer than the wild card rounds. And for these lower seeds, they had to come through the wild card. And honestly, this is a debate that we could have at some point. It may actually be the case. Is the 5 days off, that 5-day off stretch, is the time off for the higher seeds a help or a hindrance? Because you'll talk to some analysts who think it's actually a really bad idea, that it turns out to be a negative. It turns out to be a hindrance to those teams that are off, because even if they can get their rotation set up the way that they want, it takes them out of their rhythm, out of their daily rhythm of getting to the ballpark and going through their pregame preparation and staying locked in performance mode. You get that time off and yeah, maybe you don't know what to do with yourself and it takes you out of that rhythm and it it's a up against a team that has stayed locked in, it's actually a detriment. And it can take you a couple of games to get back into it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. The call on Phillies radio as they exit in the division series against the rival Mets. And you can hear the emotion in the voice of Rob Thompson.
And it always is, you know, especially when we got off to the start that we got off on. It's disappointing. But the thing that's not disappointing is the character that's in our room, the professionalism, the way they go about their business, the way they their work ethic. And that's not just the players, but it's also the coaching staff, support staff. We have a really great group. We got beaten in a short series.
I mean, losing sucks, man. There's no way around it. But instead of feeling sorry for myself, I'm going to give them credit, because right now the Mets are playing really good baseball. They're hot. From watching them play in the beginning of the year in April and May, and watching Jose Iglesias be able to, unify them and get the city to buy into something bigger is nothing short of incredible. And, just give them their credit. They beat us.
That's the voice of Nick Castellanos. In this game, the Phillies left 9 on base and went 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Now, Bryce Harper came across the plate with the one run on a Mets error, but he had designs on doing a lot more.
I wish I could have done more, obviously, on a personal level. Wish I could have had that last at bat, obviously. In that situation would have been a lot of fun, but just wasn't able to get it.
Is there a lot of things that we could have done better? Yes. Is there things that we could have done different? Yes. Do I think that they are a better team than us? No. But this series, they were.
And I appreciate what Nick Castellanos has to say there. They were better in this series. Do I believe they're the better team? No. But they're better in this series. And yeah, that's the idea. Is if you don't do it when you've got the bright lights and the big stage and the raucous crowds, well, then you find yourself on the outside looking in quickly, an early winter vacation. By the way, while we're talking about emotion, of course, all these guys were really emotional, but Brandon Nimmo lost his grandmother earlier in the series, and you could see the tears in his eyes when he was being interviewed on the field.
I mean, if you were to write down and put it in a movie what's happened in like the last 10 days, let alone this season, you would say, no, that's not possible. You know, that's fiction, and it's just not possible. But it's real life. It's happening right now.
Yeah, he lost his grandmother during that Brewers series and found out, from what I understand, about an hour before, was it game 3, Pete, that you said? About an hour before game 3 was taking place in Milwaukee. So the Mets have been through a lot. Everyone is dealing with some type of challenge in his personal life or her personal life, if we're talking about athletes, just like the rest of us humans. It does amaze me at times that they are able to perform the way that they are, even when they've got heavy hearts and minds that could be racing about other things. And that's how I feel about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. The fact that many of them have their immediate families who've left with them, but still have homes behind and friends and maybe extended family members that are in the area. And yet, now the storm will be gone by Sunday, thankfully, but they do have to prepare for a game against the Saints. I think they're staying near Tulane University and practicing at Tulane. I've done games there before. We all know what New Orleans has been through itself with hurricanes. So you can imagine the type of mental toughness it takes to be able to focus. And that's where I think it helps to be, you know, be telling yourself and telling others, we're doing this for the people of Tampa. We're doing this so that they have something to look forward to. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll get more reaction to Phillies and Mets as we head through the show. But I think you can say pretty definitively that Mookie Betts is back for the Dodgers and Padres series.
So here's the payoff. Betts swings and hits a high drive. Left center field and deep. Merrill at the wall. It's gone! Mookie Betts at it again. The first inning home run. He pumps his fist halfway between second and third. A low high five for Dino Ebel. His second home run in as many days. It's 1-0 Dodgers. First and second, two out. Dodgers lead 2-0. Mookie 1-for-1 with a homer. The pitch. Base hit into right field. Kike being waved around. Here's the throw home. It's Lay. Kike slides in safely. 3-0 LA. On the very first pitch, a little bit of a check swing base hit for Mookie Betts, but he gets the job done.
Mookie Betts with not just another leadoff home run, this one not caught by Jurickson Profar. He ends up with that home run. Actually, he's batting second, but he has the first hit for the Dodgers. And they get his home run for the second game in a row, but they also get another RBI single from him, one from Shohei Ohtani as well. So good to see Shohei come through in a big way, where he had three strikeouts in the previous game against the Padres. These calls, by the way, on Dodgers Radio Network. And where we saw in game number two, the Padres blast six home runs against Dodgers pitching, on this night in game four in San Diego, so kind of roles reversed here, we end up seeing a Mookie home run, then a Will Smith home run, then a Gavin Lux home run, and an 8-0 win for the Dodgers. And the Padres were starting Dylan Cease on short rest. He did not last through the second inning. I don't think they were planning on pitching him the whole way. Meanwhile, the Dodgers go with a bullpen start, and they only give up 7 hits. They strike out 8 and no runs. So here are the Padres. They've not scored since second inning of game number 3, and this one's going to a game 5 back at Dodger Stadium on Friday. Oh, the drama. Mark Ross is next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.